I'm about to introduce you to four people. They're going to explain to you why a snowsuit is so much more to a kid than you think it is. And I'm going to add a fifth explanation right now. So when I was little, and I've told you before, we didn't have a lot of money. And I was about four, and I got this snowsuit. Not that my parents could afford it, but I got a snowsuit through a foundation that gave them free to kids. And it was red, and it had this sort of white furriness around the hood. I remember it very well. And I remember it so well because I would think I felt so powerful being able to go out in the snow outside, no matter what the temperature, no matter how deep the snow, and play in it. And I would try to help my dad shovel. And even though obviously I couldn't even really lift a shovel, I felt as though I was such a big girl and I was so powerful and doing such incredible things in my cool red snowsuit. But then, as I started to grow, I know not much of that happened, but when I did grow, I had to move on because that didn't fit me anymore. But my parents didn't have access to that same sort of foundation that gave them a free snowsuit for me. And so I got my older brother's hand-me-down winter coats, which he did not take good care of things. It was ripped and gross and looked like a boy's coat, and I didn't like it, and it was ugly. And when I was in elementary school, I remember so many times pretending I didn't feel well when it was time to go out for recess because I didn't want the kids to see me in that ugly coat, especially because they all had such cool ones. So we have here in Ottawa a way that can help kids who are dealing with these similar circumstances that you might not necessarily think of. The Snowsuit Fund purchases and distributes more than 16,000 snowsuits to low-income children 15 years and younger here in the city. This brings dignity and hope to families struggling with the necessities of life. And you're going to find out how you can also be a snow angel by helping them. But I wanted you to hear some of these stories firsthand, how a snowsuit can change a child's life. So I've got four people who are going to share their stories with you. Joining us first, born and raised in Ottawa, Melanie Kirky. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning.
So you grew up with a single mom, health issues, a little brother, and you just needed a snowsuit.
Yeah, pretty much. You grow up in Ottawa, there's lots of snow, it's cold, you need a snowsuit.
So what did this do for you, this snowsuit, getting it for that first time?
I think for me, it was, I was quite little, and I knew that my mom wasn't well, and that life could be a struggle sometimes. Like, we didn't have a lot of money, and my mom would. It was hard for my mom to make ends meet and to get necessities sometimes. And I think for me, it was. I remember going into like a warehouse or something. It was a long time ago, and I got to pick out my snowsuit. My mom was there, and there was a lady helping us. And it was kind of an adventure. It was exciting that I got to pick out my own snowsuit, and just knowing that I was going to have something that was warm and that would allow me to go out and play, and that was just something that I could just do without thinking about it. It wasn't going to be something that I'd have to worry about if it fit me properly, or if I was going to be comfortable, or if it was going to be warm enough. It was just there, and it was one way to just give something to a child to be more carefree, the way I think it's supposed to be in childhood.
As an adult looking back at this now, what do you think that added to your childhood?
I think it added a certain amount of levity, which unfortunately I didn't have a lot of as a kid because of our circumstances. And that's really invaluable. And to be honest, I don't even think I really appreciated it until I had kids of my own. And my own circumstances are so much more comfortable than they were for my mom and us growing up that, my kids really get to be kids and they don't ever have to worry about things like, is there food in the fridge or, is mom going to be stressed about money and stuff? So I see through their eyes kind of that joy and innocence and that carefreeness that I didn't have a lot of. So now that I look back, it almost makes the experience of having one less thing to be concerned about so much more valuable and so much more important.
And so now I know that you are, we're going to speak with three other people as well, but you definitely, you support the snowsuit fund and you hope to be one of these people who can help get those thousands of snowsuits to our low-income kids.
Yeah, exactly. Like it seems like now it's such a small thing that I can do, but I make sure every year I do donate to the snowsuit fund consciously just to sort of, you know, give back to the organization that gave to me.
Well, Melanie, thanks for sharing your story. And it is, it's a very significant thing. A snowsuit can make a big difference. And somebody else who has a different perspective on how that happened came to Canada from the former Yugoslavia as a refugee in the late 90s, Ogi Gudovic. Hi, Ogi. Hi, Ogi.
Hi there. How you doing?
You caught me off guard with such a simple question, and now I have to think about it. Let me lie down here on the sofa. So, Ogi, what did this mean to you when you come to Canada? You're a refugee from former Yugoslavia, and you need a snowsuit. Your sister needs a snowsuit in her life.
Well, I was pretty little at the time, so I don't remember. But, you know, as the years pass and time goes on, it becomes more and more special to me. So I was just a little youngster, you know, can't really remember. But I know my sister, who was in her preteen years, we went and we picked up our snowsuits. And I'm told I got a hand-me-down, and she got a brand new one in the plastic wrap and everything. And I guess the next day at school, she thought she was so special because she had this new cool snowsuit, and it just so happened that a bunch of kids at school also had the exact same snowsuit as her, and she thought it was really, really cool, and they all thought they were part of like the same group, and they just felt really special together.
It's, well, even like erasers, kids start clubs over how cool their erasers are. Don't get me started as I'm on the sofa here remembering all of those eraser clubs I didn't get to be a part of. But like, I think the other part of your story, which I also find very interesting, is you come here from the former Yugoslavia, and your mom back home, she worked really, really hard to be a doctor, but her education and experience didn't transfer to our system. So then you were in a difficult position when you came here.
Yeah, like a lot of people that come from, let's say, countries that had some civil unrest, you come here and you kind of start from scratch. I know we were on welfare for a while, but, you know, I would never be able to tell because we were always pretty happy. My mom was a very, very happy, strong lady. So she did the best to give us the best life we could here in Canada. And my sister probably was a bit more aware of this stuff, but you know, we were really happy to be here. We came here in August and the fall came and we were just blown away with the colors on the trees because we didn't see that where we come from. Everything is green until it falls. So times were tough, but I think my mom made the most of it for us and we were just really happy kids.
She was 40 years old when you guys came to Canada, and then she goes on to get her nursing diploma, which is such a very big deal. So great mom there.
Yep, she worked hard to get her credentials, went to school, my sister took care of me, then she worked lots of overnights to kind of get her foot in the door, and you know, she met a great lady who gave her a chance at the Ottawa Hospital, and she's been working there for 20 years right now.
So she's helping to take care of our sick right now during COVID.
Yep, she is. She is.
What's your mom's name, Ogi?
Her name is Tatiana. So she works at 6 Northwest at the Ottawa Hospital. They've been in the news for taking care of patients. So if you ever stop by the Ottawa Hospital, hopefully you don't, but just know that there's a lot of good people working there right now.
Well, I don't have to stop by the Ottawa Hospital to thank Tatiana for all of the work that she does. So thank you to your mom. Thank you to you, Ogi, for sharing your story.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And another person who has a story about a snowsuit and its meaning in their life. And if you're just joining, we're talking about snowsuits and how you probably never realized how a snowsuit can change a child's life. Ogi shared his story of coming to Canada as a refugee in the late 90s. Melanie shared hers of growing up with a single mom in Ottawa. And we have someone else who was raised by a single mom in the west end of Ottawa, who has one of these stories, and it is Tina Ford. Hi, Tina.
Good morning.
So you found out about the Snowsuit Fund when you were very young.
I was a little bit older. It was my sister who was very young. I was probably around 9 or 10, maybe.
I think that's still pretty young.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Young.
I was a little bit of a more older.
An old soul.
Yes.
Well, so how did the Snowsuit Fund enter your life?
As you said, I was raised by a single mom. We didn't have a lot of money, but I love to be outside. So I would pack on the sweaters and everything else just to go outside and build a snowman. And I think it was when my sister was probably a year old that my mom heard about the Snowsuit Fund. And I don't know how you go about putting your name in, but I think she put both mine and my sister's names in to receive a snowsuit. And I can remember the warehouse going to pick it out.
Mm-hmm. And once you put that on, what was that feeling like for you?
For me, it was a little bit of, I was very protective of my sister and my mom. I always tried to, like I said, was the older big sister, always trying to take care of them, trying to take care of my mom. So it was a sense of relief, I think, that it was something we didn't need to worry about so much. My sister was warm. I was warm. My mom was able to, we concentrated on boots when we got our snowsuit. The boots were the big thing that my mom had to worry about. She didn't have to worry about the whole winter outfit. It was one part was okay.
Well, now we need the snow boot fund too.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
There's one for you to start. You know what? It is a great idea because I do remember when my boots got too old, we had to put grocery bags inside of them so that water wouldn't come in.
I remember using my grandfather's big old wool socks.
So embarrassing as a kid. So now if some celebrity did it, it would be a great fashion statement.
Yeah, you would. Yes.
As a child, it is tough to do. Tina, thank you for sharing your story and for being so protective over your mom and sister.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
We have a fourth person to share their story when it comes to how snowsuits have helped them. And then you're going to find out also how you could help a kid, how you could be a snow angel for one of them. Our next guest was born in Poland and came to Canada at the age of 6. Agnes Grundyevich. Agnes, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Sorry for massacring your name.
Oh, no worries. It's a hard one.
Well, you know, you had a hard life coming from Poland to Canada at 6 years old. You get a Canadian full-on winter at the age of 7, so you need a snowsuit.
Absolutely. And it was much colder in Canada than in Poland, so it was quite a shock.
So you come here, you need a snowsuit, and you're new to the country. I don't know, where was your English even at that point?
It was not great. It was not great. We were all learning English.
So that's besides the culture shock, besides learning a new language, besides being put on a different planet, you need a winter coat. So how does this go about and what difference does it make in your life?
Well, we found out about the snowsuit fund through a friend who had come to Canada, a family friend who had come to Canada earlier, and they sent my mom and me there to get a snowsuit. And what was really special is I actually got a brand new snowsuit, and I got it in the plastic, and it was just mind-blowing to me that we were new in the country. Nobody knew us. There was tons of kids there and volunteers. And, you know, someone felt I was deserving enough to get a brand new snowsuit. And, you know, I felt like we weren't forgotten. Everybody got taken care of. And coming to this new country and being treated like that, it really meant the world. It makes me very proud to be Canadian.
So you get a fantastic introduction to Canada like that. Mm-hmm. And I think the other side of it, what we need to look to, because we keep talking about how this helped the kids when they were little and how it improved their lives. But now you're at a point where you're looking to that experience and that experience formed you, where you're helping to improve so many more lives. Tell us about
it. Well, I try to. I'm in a very privileged position where I get to study how to improve our healthcare system. I'm an assistant professor at the University of Ottawa at the Telfer School of Management, and I study healthcare administration. So I do research specifically on how to improve primary care for our most complex adults, so people living with mental illness, older adults, people that basically need things like boots, as you talked about before, and snowsuits, but also manage a lot of medical conditions.
So now you're in a position where you can also give back, and you want other people to see how that feels by doing it as well.
You bet.
So tell us about it.
So I think that everyone should donate to the Snowsuit Fund. I'll be honest, it was my first year donating, but I think I'm hooked for life because you're not just keeping a kid warm. You're also, you know, you're making someone feel like they deserve something new and something beautiful all for themselves. So shall I tell you about the Snow Angel Challenge?
Yes, please. If you can do that within about 1 minute.
You bet. So it runs all month, and it's a chance for people to get involved, go outside and make a snow angel, take a picture or video and post it on your favorite social media site, hashtag it Snow Angel Challenge, and tag a few friends or family members to do so themselves. If you want to get a free Snowsuit Fund toque, go online and register at snowsuitfund.com, and if you raise at least $20, you'll get a free toque. And you can also win some prizes. And it's free to participate all month. So get your snowsuits on, go outside in the snow and make some snow angels.
Well, Agnes, thank you for being a snow angel for us and for the kids and for telling us what a big difference it made in your life and for going on to make differences in other people's lives too.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
That is all part of how a snowsuit can change a child's life. You heard my story. You heard stories from four other people. And there are so many ways that can happen and you can help too. Still ahead, we're going to help you increase your productivity, happiness, and moral goodness by, as the author has written in this new book, being the person your dog thinks you are. I'm Dahlia. This is The Goods. It's 1026 at 580 CFRA. So you and I'm beating you up. We can't.